It's that time again on a Friday when AM Live presents another update from the coalface with Martin Creamer, publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. A very good morning to you, Martin.
And to you, Kalani.
Exciting new copper and silver discoveries could be bigger than diamonds for neighboring Botswana.
Yeah, that's amazing. You know, I mean, they cock a hoop in Botswana because they've struck copper and silver in the Kalahari copper belt. And that has similar characteristics to the very rich Democratic Republic of Congo copper belt, as well as the Zambian copper belt. It is not as rich as that, but it still has given a huge encouragement because you've got the byproduct of silver with it. And the mining minister, Dr. Ponatshego Kedetkilwe, I mean, he's over the moon about this discovery. And it's all part of their plan to diversify because they're so heavily dependent on diamonds, being the mainstay of their economy. And in fact, the one diamond mine, there's just one of them that is really big, and that is so important to them. So they need to diversify away from that. And they're saying that, you know, the outlook for copper particularly is so good that this could even be bigger than diamonds, you know, in the future. So it's quite exciting.
Indeed. Well, we'll stay in Botswana because they are also gearing up to be an energy corridor for the Southern African region.
This is also part of that diversification. They see a lot in coal, and there's tremendous enthusiasm by, you know, young type of entrepreneurs who've come in there. And this is the pattern of Dr. Ponatshego Kedetkilwe. You know, he likes to, what he says, entice, lure and goad companies when they come in. And so he's got about 1,000 prospecting licenses out there, and they are being turned to account now. And we see a sort of an energy corridor concept building up, because on the eastern side of Botswana, there's a lot of coal, and the companies have come in. They're not huge companies, and they're not doing massive things at the moment, but it's like planting seeds, you know, from which big mustard trees can grow in the future. But they're talking big. And, you know, 400 of them were at a massive conference in Gaborone this week. And they were saying, look, we want to turn this into a major energy corridor. And the opportunity is there because there are energy deficits in the Southern African region. Mm. We know in the Southern African power pool, now being supported by Eskom from South Africa, you know, will Eskom always have the appetite to do that? They see gaps. They see opportunities developing. And as I say, they're starting small. I mean, and a lot of them are listed in Australia, ASX, like African Energy. You know, they're coming up with a 300 megawatt SESI integrated power project. So they've got their own coal mine, and then that coal is used to generate power. They want to put that into the power pool, and they're urging the government of Botswana to become a major energy trader. Mm. And we also see, you know, the South African linked TRC Energy that's listed in Toronto saying the business climate is beginning to change positively for their big scheme. You know, they want to send energy into South Africa over the fence. Mm. Quite a big 1,200 megawatt job. So the planets are starting to align for these people who are mining coal there. They want to mine the coal, export the coal, but they also want to generate electricity from that coal into the region. And at the same time, they are really enthusiastic about SASL type transport fuel development, particularly the Minister Ponatshego Kedetkilwe. You know, he's very keen on that sort of development. So, you know, the jury's still out. Will they do it? A lot of work still to do. But what one gathers there is that the private sector come in very strongly and enthusiastically. And, you know, you've got like 30-something type entrepreneurs who listed on exchanges in various parts of the world, and they are thinking big.
And it doesn't end there, because Botswana clearly very much bent on attracting more private sector investments, among other things, by lowering taxes for miners in order to lure investors in their country.
Isn't it a turn up for the books? You know, most of the mining jurisdictions are saying we're going to increase taxes. I mean, you've been at a conference where they've been saying in South Africa we should get the rents, we should get resource rents tax. What they're saying in Botswana is, hey, we are lowering the taxes, and they have done that for companies. They've moved it down from the previous 25% to 22%. They want to lower the fiscal burden on investors because they're determined to have their diversification program come off. So, I mean, this is just part of their plan, because they're not moving away from diamonds, because what they see is that their diamond mines are aging and they're getting more costly. And they know that, you know, in the mid-2020s, they're going to start losing that revenue. They're looking for replacements very, very fast. But at the same time, they're getting bigger in diamond downstream. All the aggregation of diamonds from De Beers will no longer take place in London from 2014, the end of 2014. Mm. It'll take place in Gaborone. Mm. That means that there are $7 billion worth of diamonds that will be traded, not in London, but in Gaborone. So, the spin-off for the banks is huge. The spin-off for the hotel industry is huge because people will be coming not to London. They'll be coming to Gaborone to see those diamonds. So they say, okay, our big diamond mines are aging, but we're still going to be huge in diamonds because all the diamonds that De Beers mines will be aggregated here in Gaborone. And just nearby, they have more than 24 people now in cutting and polishing of diamonds. Also, they've got Indian companies in there making diamond jewelry. So they're looking at that downstream very, very seriously. So although they're concerned about their dependence on diamonds, they are augmenting beyond the mining stage, which is catalytic for the economy because it starts to float a lot of the boats. Even the taxi drivers are happy, you know, because they know the people are going to be coming in at the airport. The caterers are happy. Everybody is starting to say, look, there can be a lot of linkages from this. And it's all about facilitating the private sector. The attitude of Dr. Panatsheho Kidikilwe is that you must make sure that they have every opportunity to participate as freely as possible in the economy, particularly in mining.
Wow. Martin Krumer is publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. He'll be back at the coalface at the same time next Friday. Martin, thank you very much.
Thank you, Kalani.